reflecting on life growing up in the inner city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, includes fond memories of gospel music flowing from a small church on Sunday mornings where some of the most vibrant music I've ever heard emanated from a storefront sanctuary just down the block, and not just on Sunday, but throughout the week. Occasionally, I would sit on the stoop outside, mesmerized by the ever-present pulse of a moaning organ, modestly tuned piano, drums, lead guitar, tambourine, and passionate singing. In all, I was hearing a style of Afrocentric sacred music that would, with the defining signature of composer Thomas A. Dorsey, come to be called gospel. In time, this evolving sound would gush far past storefront entrances and into urban areas across the country, and eventually, the world.
Let me stand on.
Originally tagged with the moniker Spirituals, among other names, Black sacred song had historically been associated with those enslaved in North America. Early in the 1930s, the social climate in the U.S. and the musical mood of church folks changed as a desire by congregations, and not necessarily preachers, raised its sanctified head, untied to the horrors of the past, and musically married to the hope of the future. The early emergence of gospel included only a handful of progressive artists influential enough to promote and push for this new Sunday morning sound. Among them was singer Mahalia Jackson and the father of gospel music Thomas A. Dorsey, who began infusing this fresh, modernistic sound into his compositions. His anthems, like those of his peers, mirrored the pulse of their neighbors on the pop side of the aisle. Newly formed gospel groups established in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s found new fame as a result of the growing popularity of gospel music, crystallized by Dorsey's pivotal 1932 work, Take My Hand, Precious Lord. For decades, African-American sacred music had nervously thrived on its often tentative relationship with secular music. Lyrics and setting aside, practitioners, fans, and followers of both continue today in celebration of arguably North America's most iconic music, music deeply rooted in culture and the common ground found in the music's sacred and secular DNA. Early traditional Black gospel lives on, intact and augmented by contemporary gospel, the 1970s and 1980s variation of the old, with more massive influences ingested with the soulful sound of R&B. Artists like Aretha Franklin, who, like many African-American pop music stars, received her formal training in the church, the provisional school of music, as did Whitney Houston, and so many more.
Take my hand, precious Lord.
Today, thanks to Thomas A. Dorsey and other pioneers, one can hear gospel music with elements of rap, hip-hop, and reggae, recorded and presented by choral groups and soloists from the African continent to Cuba and beyond. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series, exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.